Patreon lets fans support their favorite artists directly. Its CEO wants to keep it personal. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. It's hard to make a living making online content as a creator. Relying on YouTube's algorithm for promotion or ads is a crapshoot at best. Influencer deals are fine for the Instagrammer with a big following, but that can be fickle too. So increasingly, creators are turning to the public radio model. Membership. Musician Jack Conte co-founded Patreon in 2014. He's its CEO today. The site lets fans support projects of their choosing with recurring donations in exchange for everything from shout-outs to free stuff from the creator or artist. Patreon recently raised $60 million to expand into things like merchandise and international expansion, and it's facing competition as platforms like YouTube also add membership features. But Conte told me that part of why Patreon works is that it's not actually about expanding at all costs.
The problem that we're solving is, so you're a creator and you're reaching thousands of people or hundreds of thousands or millions of people, and you're not getting paid. You don't have a monthly paycheck. What we're not is a distribution platform. We're not a place to find brand new fans if you don't have an audience yet for your work. And there are lots of platforms that are solving that problem. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, DeviantArt. And if that's the stage of career that you're in as a creator, those are the right platforms to do it.
How do you view the rest of the landscape? Like, how do you view YouTube? Is YouTube a competitor? Is YouTube a frenemy?
I think technically they're a competitor. And when we talk about competition internally, you know, YouTube has a memberships product. They're starting to realize that membership as a category, as an income stream for creators, membership is a real thing and it's very lucrative. And YouTube sees that and they want to put a foot in the door and enter that market. You know, if the question is around, hey, can YouTube come in and take over? I think there are things that Patreon does very differently. Because we're not a distribution company, because we're a membership company specifically, our operations and strategy are set up completely differently. We have teams of people that just answer emails on behalf of your patrons. We answer 15,000 tickets a month from creators' members. YouTube does not want to spin up operations teams and start building email operations. That's out of their DNA. It's out of their strategy. I'll give you more examples. We have multiple creator-facing teams that literally get on the phones, you know, with creators and talk with them about their strategies and how to build their membership businesses. We think of ourselves as a services company, a software as a service company, in addition to just being a technology company. Not everything we're trying to do is infinitely scalable because we don't need to get 2 billion people on our platform. The business model for advertising, and for YouTube specifically, requires that they have billions of people using their product. We've got 100,000 creators. We can just do things in a much less scalable way, in a much more creator-friendly and human way than YouTube is able to do. And you know, another example is literally giving creators the email addresses of their fans. To own the email address of your members, of your paying customers, is so valuable. And again, not something that YouTube or Facebook can do. Imagine if they said, okay, yeah, creator, we'll give you the email address of everyone who's ever liked your page. They would move all the engagement off their platforms and onto email, which they can't do because their business model depends on that engagement happening on YouTube. Our business model does not. All we want is for creators to have those relationships with their fans and to be getting paid. And if the engagement happens elsewhere or through email or through Discord or any of the other partners that we have, we're thrilled about it.
I want to ask about content and how you have, you know, Patreon has had, of course, controversy like every big platform around the type of content that appears and this, you know, the inevitable problems with user-generated content and user-based content. And I wonder how you see this problem going forward. Like, how are you going to continue to grapple with things that pop up on the platform that are controversial or unacceptable? How involved are you personally in deciding when to ban a creator in some way? And how do you see that evolving?
Yeah. So I get escalation reports, and our executive team gets escalation reports when there's something that folks feel like is, you know, particularly risky, or this is going to be a big deal, or there's going to be a, you know, a press storm about this, whatever it is. And we see it. I have not vetoed ever a content decision made from our teams. We hire great people. We have great process that's very rigorous and very thorough, and we let them run. How do we think about it moving forward? Holy smoke. I think it's going to get even more divisive and more in the public consciousness. I think the conversation is going to get louder and more intense. What are we going to do? We're going to keep applying the same amount of rigor and thoughtfulness and care that we apply when it comes to content policy. We want Patreon to be safe, and we have no tolerance for hate speech. That's something I think other platforms have been behind on. They've been allowing their platforms to become toxic places, and we don't want that. I don't feel apologetic about that at all. We don't allow hate speech on Patreon, and if you disagree, that's okay, but just go somewhere else.
Do you think it's harder for you or easier for you based on the fact that you're not a distribution platform? Like, on the one hand,
yeah, it's so much easier.
You know, YouTube has to take, is it easier because you're not responsible for promotion? You're just responsible for saying this speech is or is not acceptable?
Yeah, it's so much easier for so many reasons. And not to say that it's easy. Honestly, no one's doing this well. It's very, very hard. If you look at the scope of what YouTube has to look at and understand and interpret, it's mind-blowing. And I don't mean to be excusing them. I think they could always do better. But gosh, what a problem that is. And Patreon is just a much different scale than that. We're talking 3 million patrons who aren't uploading things. And we're talking about 100,000 creators who are uploading things. That's just a lot easier. You know, we don't automate any takedowns, for instance. Anytime a creator is taken down off the platform, it's a human decision where there's been debate and a meeting and rigor and people have talked about it. We're not running algorithms that are stripping away people's incomes. I think that would be a terrible system. And we have the luxury to do that because we're just operating at a much different scale.
And then finally, what's hard about your job? What keeps you up at night?
Let's see. You know, I have been a creator for a decade. When I graduated college, I didn't get a job. I started making YouTube videos. And, you know, I used to spend my days making art. and I love that. And, you know, if I'm being honest, what's the hardest thing? I think it's just, you know, becoming a CEO from this path of being a YouTuber. Mm-hmm. You know, I work on myself all the time, and I'm constantly trying to learn and falling on my face all the time. and I guess that's just part of it. But, you know, if I'm being honest, that's the hardest thing, is learning all that quickly enough to scale with the growth of the company.
Jack Conte is CEO of Patreon, and Conte is still a creator. This song here is a cover of OK Go's Here It Goes Again from his band Pomplamoose. The band has about 1,600 supporters on Patreon, contributing almost $8,000 a month. And now for some related links. TechCrunch reported on Patreon's venture capital fundraising back in July. I put a link to that article on our site, marketplacetech.org. And TechCrunch also did a 5-part series earlier this year about Patreon, which is definitely worth a read, especially the section about competition. It talks a lot about how Facebook and YouTube are realizing they have tons of creators on their platforms, and they could be the middleman between those creators and their fans, take a cut, and make a lot of money. All the benefits of scale, maybe minus the customer service. And as for how much you can actually make from fan donations on Patreon, a site called creatorhype.com reported in 2018 that the top 10 Patreon earners are making an estimated $30,000 to $100,000 a month. Most of them are making podcasts or music or videos, but I did find an interesting story from BuzzFeed last April about how apparently a lot of people are making a good living writing paid newsletters supported by small but passionate audiences on Patreon. But do they get a tote bag? I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.